Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. Today I thought I would actually talk about something a little bit different, which is working from home. This is something I've been doing for an awfully long time, over 15 years now, but many people are suddenly having to do this because of the current restrictions with the coronavirus. And so suddenly people who have normally worked in offices are working from home. And how to go about that in a way that works for you and the people around you. So some things to consider is, like, let's start with the style element, because that's always the fun bit. You know, like, you might think, oh, well, I can just get, you know, work in my pajamas all day because it really doesn't matter. But you'll find there'll be a lot more video conferencing will be happening so that you're staying in touch with your colleagues. And it's really important when you're on a video conference to have your camera on. It's very tempting to think, I'm not going to switch my camera on. I'll just be here and listen. But you won't be seen. People will think that you are not paying attention, that you're not engaged. Also, if you want to speak, it's much harder to let people know physically by, you know, putting up a hand, making some motion that says that I wish to speak and have my thoughts heard in this meeting as well, if you are not actually, you know, talking to a camera. So it's really important, have your camera on. And that means you need to get dressed in a way that if you need to have a video conference, you can. Now, many people might think, well, it doesn't matter then what I wear below the waist. Kind of true. But, you know, we've all seen things where, you know, the newsreader was wearing a pair of shorts and for some reason or other, we suddenly got to see that. Or, you know, very often you might think, oh, I just need to grab something and you stand up and suddenly we can see what's on the bottom half. Today, on the top, I look all presented. On the bottom, I'm wearing my activewear. So I wouldn't normally do this. I'm just doing this for display today, just to show you that as much as you may think that it doesn't really matter, you just never know. And you don't want to ruin your credibility by suddenly having to stand up in the middle of a meeting and being seen. Also, when we're thinking about setting up our camera or our office in a way that if we are going to be on video quite frequently, we want to think about what's behind us. Is it really busy? Is it really junky? Can we, you know, make it more clean and simple? Also, too, you want to make sure that your computer screen is facing the light rather than having the light sideways to you or behind you, which is even worse, because the light source is behind you. What'll happen is you'll just be a dark silhouette, very hard to see facial expression. So do think about maybe repositioning your desk, because some of these things, my husband, he's working from home now, and he's been told it's likely to be for the next 6 months. That's an awfully long time. So it's worthwhile moving your office around a little bit just to make it easier for all these sorts of things. And he's got daily check-ins, like twice daily video conferences, probably as a minimum, to check in with the team of people he works with. Also too, when we are thinking about it, do think about being aware that we trust people more when we see their hands. So make sure that your hands are more visible when you are doing video conferences as well. Another little tip. So many things we could talk about. So think about, what's the background? What's my light source? What am I wearing? Does it say I'm professional? So don't get sloppy. If you wear a suit to work normally, you probably don't need to wear the suit, but you still want to have, like, at least a smart collared shirt on or something like that. Something that makes you still look professional and businesslike. And there is also research that shows that when we get up and get dressed in our good clothes, we are more productive, we're more effective, we think better. So therefore, we're going to be better in our work as well. So as much as you might think, you know, nobody's going to see me, it doesn't really matter. So even if you're not on the video conferences, if you think nobody's going to see you, you're actually doing it for your own mental health. It's really important in these times when many people are feeling a lot of anxiety and stress to do anything you can, any sort of self-care that's going to help ease that anxiety and stress. And part of, you know, those self-care activities can be getting up and getting dressed into an outfit that makes you feel good, because you still see yourself. You still go to the bathroom, you pass yourself in mirrors, you will still see yourself. And I think that's always something that's important to remember. So yeah, and then think about boundaries. Now this is another thing. If you're not used to working from home, you normally would leave home, go to work, you've got a boss, you've got somebody else, you've got co-workers, you kind of are overlooking you to make sure you're doing your work. When suddenly you're at home, distractions can become so easily, tempting, can't they? So I could just watch a bit of telly and some YouTube and play a game on my phone, and then, oh, there's a chores to be done. I need to go and do 5 loads of washing, and maybe I'll just mop the floor, and then there's some vacuuming, and maybe I need to pick up the kids' toys. Suddenly, all these things that you would have no choice about not doing because you're away from the home, suddenly are there. So it's really important to put boundaries around your working hours to say, this is when I am at work, and I do this, and I'll say this to my kids. I'll leave the kitchen in the morning, I'll say, I'm going to work now. And I come up to my office, and all those things are gone until, say, lunchtime, when I might do a couple of things, and then after work. But I'm certainly not getting distracted by the fun stuff at home when I'm working. It's very easy to procrastinate your time away, not doing the things you should be doing. So put some boundaries around them. Also, let the other people at home know about your boundaries. This is something that's really important to do, that the other people have to understand you are working, and that this is really important that they don't interrupt you unless it's an emergency or that it's a time that you've allowed. So you've said, I'll chat to you at lunchtime. We'll have lunch together. But when I'm working, I'm working. This is not come and keep interrupting me to ask me little questions. So do think about also being respectful of somebody else's boundaries. If they're suddenly working from home and you can just think that, oh, they're just at home. Very easy. So do be aware of your boundaries and put your boundaries in place, because it will make everybody's life easier as well. I've really brought my kids up to really respect my work boundaries, and they know if I've got a client, they just have to hold on to whatever it is they want to say to me until after that client's gone. It's always been like that since they've been tiny kids, because I've been, working from home their entire lives. So they're very used to it. And they're also used to being quiet. They understand that when I'm working, they don't make a whole lot of noise. They don't start banging around the house, shouting and screaming. They are appreciative that they are quiet when I am working. And that's another thing for people to understand as well. Now, you could be like us, where suddenly there's two of us working from home, my husband who's an extrovert and me who is an introvert. And I love the quiet of being home alone. It allows me plenty of room to think, the space in my head. Suddenly having somebody else at home, actually, it feels a little bit claustrophobic to me. And in fact, my husband said to me yesterday, so we'll be having lunch together every day. And I'm kind of almost starting to panic and feeling anxious about that. I'm much less anxious about the coronavirus than I am about the thought of suddenly having to spend and having somebody else in my space in a way that I'm just not used to. As much as I thought, well, yeah, I will be having lunch with him because he is an extrovert and he needs that external stimulation. So I think that's really important for me as an introvert to remember that he won't cope if he doesn't get that external stimulation. But he also has to be aware that I need my space and time and quiet time. And I actually appreciate my own little lunch times where I don't have to talk to anyone and I don't have to interact. And I'm not necessarily thinking about work for every single minute of the day. So they're just like some little things I've been thinking about. And there's a blog post coming out tomorrow, which has got some more tips around these sorts of things to think about, what you might want to think about if you're suddenly working from home and it's something you're not used to. Also important to work out what communication channels you can use and what technology you can use to talk to and keep communicating with your colleagues, because often this is something that's really hasn't been thought about particularly much before this all happened. Suddenly we get told we have to stay home and it's, well, how do I actually manage this? What processes and procedures do I need to put into place? So hopefully that's a little bit helpful, something a little bit different to think about. Please let me know if you've got any questions about any of this, because as somebody who's been working from home for an awfully long time, it's very easy for me now. I'm very disciplined. It's very easy for me to be disciplined because I'm so used to it. I've just set myself up a way of working. I know exactly what I do every day. I've got my way of working and I have no issues. I don't get distracted by the things because I just have rules. Like I do not turn on the television during the middle of the day. That would just be distracting. I treat it very much as if I was in somebody else's workplace. And what is appropriate for that is appropriate for me at home as well. So there you go. I look forward to chatting with you again tomorrow. And don't forget, I'll be answering style questions. So please do either email them to me, leave them on the blog, or leave them on my Facebook page, and let me know what your style and colour questions are. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.